Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call of Tollens Tyres Limited, hosted by Adfactors PR. We have Dr. K.V. Tollan, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Sojern C.S., CFO, and Mr. Shankara Krishnan Ramalingam, the Independent Director at Tollens Tyres Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions once the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K.V. Tollan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Tollens Tyres earnings call for the fourth quarter and full year ended March 31st, 2025. It's my pleasure to speak with you today as we reflect on a year of transformational progress and sustained financial outperformance. FY25 has been a pivotal year for Tollens Tyres. In the face of global macroeconomic uncertainties, raw material price volatility, and logistical disruptions, we delivered a 28.7% year-on-year revenue growth, alongside a 49% increase in net profit. This outcome reflects not only our operational agility and strategic foresight, but also the fundamental strength of our diversified business model, which includes a well-balanced portfolio across geographies and products, committed to innovation, cost optimization, and market diversification, has yielded these commendable results. Our international business, especially through our UAE operations, continues to be a robust growth driver. This, combined with strong domestic traction, positions us well for the continued performance in FY26 and beyond. On a broader scale, the tire industry in India is undergoing a structural transformation, driven by powerful demand-side trends. The two-wheeler segment, where we have a strong footprint, is expected to grow at a CAGR of 5%-7%, fueled by rising rural incomes, electrification, and the gig economy. The passenger vehicle segment is forecasted to grow at 6%-8% CAGR, supported by premiumization and rising vehicle penetration. The commercial vehicles and tractors, too, are experiencing positive trends, with a projected growth of 4%-6% CAGR, driven by infrastructure momentum, government incentives, and a higher replacement demand. Most notably, tire exports from India are projected to grow at a 9.6% CAGR, an area where Tollens Tyres is strategically well-placed with exports to over 40 countries across the Middle East, ASEAN, and Africa. The Indian tire industry saw a moderate recovery in FY25 after facing a volatile FY24. While OEM demand remained stable, the replacement segment witnessed a healthy uptick, driven by increased freight movement and infrastructure development. Rubber prices saw fluctuation during the year, though stabilizing in H2 FY25. The retread segment globally is gaining momentum, as cost-conscious logistics companies increasingly adopt eco-friendly retreading solutions over new tires, a trend that directly benefits our PCTR segment. According to the Automotive Tire Manufacturers Association, ATMA, tire production volumes grew 7%-8% year-on-year in FY25, with replacement demand contributing over 65% of total volumes. However, raw material prices, especially natural rubber and crude-based inputs, remained volatile, impacting margin profiles across the industry. Our international front, trade volatility in Europe, on the international front, the trade volatility in Europe due to geopolitical tension slightly offset the gains. Tire markets in Southeast Asia and Africa demonstrated resilience despite geopolitical uncertainties. Export demand from Africa and GCC countries regions remained steady. The retread segment, particularly PCTR, pre-cured rubber, is gaining increasing acceptance globally due to its cost effectiveness and alignment with environmental goals. As logistic companies seek ways to cut costs and reduce carbon footprint, retreading is gaining a second wind, especially in the commercial fleet operations. I am happy to share that we ended FY25 on a strong operational note. Tires division, we sold 3.93 lakh tires in FY25, reflecting a 45.7% year-on-year growth. Utilization improved to 36.86% versus 31.68% in FY24. Driven by ramp-up in domestic demand and expansion in Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets. Pre-cured rubber, total PCTR volume stood at 4,245 tons with a capacity utilization at 43.49%. Our wholly owned subsidiary, foreign subsidiary, Tollens Tyres LLC, also contributed with a 36.24% utilization, up from 22.92%. Exports stood at 6.40% of the total revenue in FY25. We are also seeing improved traction in Middle East and East Africa. This will remain a key focus area for FY26. Against this backdrop, our operational focus on capacity enhancement, product innovation, margin protection has delivered concrete results. During the year, we also achieved a sharp reduction in debt from ₹61.8 crores to just 0.7 crores, significantly strengthening our financial foundation. The capacity utilization has improved for our tire manufacturing segment, and at the same time, we see solid traction for all our products across the board. As can also be visible from the improved production numbers. We also maintained our ROC to 15.7% and have consistent profit margins, reaffirming the effectiveness of our operational controls and capital allocation strategy. Looking ahead, we are focusing on expanding manufacturing utilization to 75% over the next few years, broadening our product portfolio across high margin and high demand segments, and deepening our presence both domestic and key international markets. We are also actively exploring strategic acquisitions to further strengthen our capabilities in rubber and allied sectors. In summary, we are building a future-ready, innovation-led, and financially sound organization. We remain steadfast in our mission to deliver strong, long-term, sustainable value to our stakeholders. With that, now I invite our CFO, Mr. Sojan CS, to walk through the financials in more detail. Thank you. Over to Mr. Sojan CS.
Thank you, Tony, sir. And good evening, everyone. And thank you for being with us today. Let me walk through the key financial highlights for both fourth quarter and full year ended 31st March 2025. Quarterly performance for Q4 FY25. Revenue for the company stood at 69.53 crores in quarter 4. EBITDA for the quarter was ₹13.6 crore with an EBITDA margin of 19.5%, up from 16% in Q4 last year. This margin expansion reflects operating leverage and better product mix. PAT for the quarter came in ₹9.3 crore, up by 32.6% year-on-year, and earnings per share stood at ₹2.56, reflecting robust profitability and financial efficiency. Performance for the full year FY25. On a full year basis, we recorded operational revenue of 292 crores, up from ₹227 crores in FY24, a 28.7% year-on-year growth. EBITDA came in at ₹55.8 crores, a 20.2% year-on-year growth with a margin of 19%. PAT for FY25 was ₹38.7 crores compared to ₹26 crores in FY24. This is an increase of nearly 49%. We have also made major strides in delivering our balance sheet, reducing debt from 61.8 crores to 0.7 crore, which not only lowers our interest burden, but also strengthens our credit profile. Our current ratio now stands at 7 and return on capital employed stands at 15.7%, underscoring our improved capital productivity. Then segmental and subsidiary highlights. Our wholly owned foreign subsidiary, Tolling Tyres LLC in UAE, has contributed significantly to our revenue and margin growth. The UAE facility enhances our access to GCC markets and acts as a strategic export hub. Our product mix continues to evolve in favor of higher margin products, and we are also reaping benefits from our backward integration into bonding gum, vulcanizing solutions and tubes. Strategic priorities ahead. As we step into FY26, our financial strategy will revolve around scaling utilization and improving throughput efficiency at our three manufacturing facilities, investing in innovation and R&D to support product diversification, and maintaining prudent cost control and working capital discipline even as we explore inorganic growth avenues. In conclusion, we are entering a new fiscal year with strong momentum, a robust balance sheet, and a clear path towards profitable growth. Thank you, and we look forward to your questions.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Divakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Good afternoon. My first question is on the Apollo uptake agreement. So have you started shipping?
Yes, we have started shipping. It has already been operational, and we are going to the next phase in the quarter, second quarter onwards.
Okay, so we started from Q1, right?
Yeah, no. Q4 of 24. Sorry, 25.
Okay, so which month, sir? I think we got the agreement in the month of November. So
December. Okay. Yeah, January.
So, in a rough calculation, sir, can this offtake agreement contribute around 100 crores to your top line in this financial year?
No. Shankarji,
the contribution?
Mr. Rana, basically, there is a two-way agreement to the existing white labeling contract manufacturing on the PCTR, it has been signed up with Apollo Tyres. Initially, our proposal were twofold, and out of which the first proposal was that we will do the entire outsourcing and manufacture under the Dura band, their Apollo brand, and be given to them. And so that the entire purchases, revenue booking, everything will accrue into our books, which will enhance, you know, the revenue line, and the profits on the contract will automatically get accrued to the Tollens balance sheet. But initially, in order to have the supply chain secured, they had already procured materials for a reasonable period of time for PCTR. So for the initial few months, the manufacturing contract that has been entered into is they would supply all the raw materials required for the product. We would manufacture them under our a dedicated facility which has been created for Apollo Tyres within our Kaladi factory, existing factory. And we will only be eligible for the conversion charges, which is equivalent to our earlier proposal of whatever margins that we need to protect, which is around 8.5 to 9%, is what we have signed with them. So the first few months after November signing, December onwards, the first quality control checks, standard operating procedure, all those things were checked. And from December end onwards, the first consignments have started going out. So during the fourth quarter of financial year 24-25, it has contributed something close to about 1 to 1.25 crores of conversion charges that has accrued to us, which if we had done through an outsourcing methodology, would have probably added to about, equivalent amount of turnover in the top line, etc. Right now, we are engaged with them for two things. One is to enhance the capacity of current production lines because the requirements are huge, and they have closed down the entire PCTR facility all over the country, Apollo Tyres. So the quantum of the outsourcing is also going to be stepped up periodically. Now it will be doubled from whatever quantum that we have been doing for the fourth quarter from the first quarter onwards. And we are already engaged in discussion with them and closer to finalization that since they are also exhausting their existing raw material supplies that they have got under them, that the contract will be, the entire contract will be outsourced to us, maintaining the same profitability margin. So from this year, there are good chances that though the margins will continue to be protected, that there will be a quantum jump in terms of the sales as well as the purchases also. This is the clarity that I want to give you on that. So far, it has been, whatever has been executed is only on the conversion charges.
Okay. Okay. So, So the next question is basically, sir, on the consolidated basis, your employee cost is rising as percentage of the revenue. So, I believe we have hired some people, employees, in the execution of this order, right?
We have. Because see, if you look at the capacity utilization of tires and PCTR, both here as well as in the subsidiaries, as well as in the overseas subsidiary, as well as in the Indian subsidiary, I'll give you product-wise. FY24 in tires, we were only at about 31.68% of capacity utilization. And this year, we have been able to up the capacity by FY25 to the extent of almost about 5.34%. So 5% increase in capacity utilization, an increase in number from 2,88,829 tires to 3,93,253 tires. A substantial increase requires quite a number of organized labor to be recruited in the production channels. See, basically what we had done prior to the IPO, you are aware that the promoters had gone in for acquiring the Rado tires. Then the promoters had also invested heavily prior to IPO to the last 2 years in increasing the capacity utilization. That's why our IPO or the next 3 to 4 years of time, we will not have the constraint with regard to capacity. So capacity has been adequately built. The IPO was targeted mainly with regard to the repayment of loan, making the company debt-free,
and also augmenting some working capital towards seamless manufacturing facility to be taken care of. So the overheads had gone up primarily on account of the recruitments that have taken place both in the Tallinn Tyres tire manufacturing unit, then in the subsidiary with regard to PCTR. Again, if you'll see, the from 31.22% in replacement market PCTR, thread rubber manufacturing facility capacity utilization, it has gone up to 43.49%. In terms of tonnage, it has gone up from 2,154.85 tons to about 4,245 tons of PCTR manufacturing. So all this expanded capacity utilization requires the overheads to go up, because for quite a period of time that we have not had a wage revision. So one, on account of the wage revision for the existing employees. Second, in terms of the employee benefits. And the third is on account of the increase in number of people that have been recruited with regard to cater to the increased capacity utilization. So these are the three components that have contributed to the increase in wages. And if you still go through the operational efficiency of the company vis-a-vis the rest of the peer comparison competitors, employee productivity-wise vis-a-vis the turnover, our tolerance is the lowest in the industry.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Two more questions.
Go ahead, please.
So, do you plan to basically hire more employees in the coming quarters? I believe the capacity utilization will...
I think it will be on an ongoing basis. This will keep increasing because right now, during 24, 25, we have taken two major steps. One is to rope in on the PCTR front, a white labeling contract with Apollo Tyres. So obviously the volumes are going to pick up there, which will require more number of people to be recruited. So as we go to the next higher levels of growth and higher levels of capacity utilization, right now we are at an average of 35 to 40% of the capacity utilization. We want to reach a threshold of about 75% in the next 3 years' time. So year on year, then as we keep ramping up the capacity, so there will be requirement of people on the ground, and we will continue to recruit. But that will again commensurate with more cash flows, more revenue growth and things like that. So it's not going to impact the margins, or it will only facilitate better utilization of capacity and more revenue to accrue in terms of the from the stakeholders' point of view.
Okay. And sir, last question. So what kind of growth are you looking for this financial year, revenue growth?
I think conservatively we are company, you know, you are aware that we have never been in the habit of guiding for the next year. But given the robust domestic as well as the international market scenario and the huge demand that is developing around our overseas subsidiary in Ras Al Khaimah, we are conservatively looking at about 20% CAGR, though the internal numbers are a little higher. But to commit, we always, you know, every word of what we spoke in the roadshows in the IPO, be it Apollo Tyres contract, be it TVS Motors on tyre factory, tyre manufacturing, or be the capacity utilization, or making the company debt-free, or maintaining the profitability margins, or stocking the raw materials during March every year to higher levels, so that July to August, there is no tapping of rubber that happens during the monsoon time. So there is an artificial increase in raw material prices. So we almost stock up to about 6 months stocking for every March in the last 5 years. So all these strategies, whatever that we explained, we have maintained every word of it. So we are conservatively looking anywhere between 20 to 25% CAGR growth in tune with what we did in 24-25. And our aim is to protect and enhance better product mix and supply chain efficiency to improve by at least a few basis points the profitability margins.
Thank you, sir, and good luck for the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Keshav from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you very much for this opportunity, sir, and I'm new to the company, so please pardon my ignorance.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm trying to understand that roughly one-third of our revenue is coming from sale of tires. Sir, so this sale of tire is basically refurbished tires that we are selling? We are basically buying scrap tires or old tires, getting them retreaded and then selling them. Is that the model?
No, sir. We are actually in two main segments and in some ancillary segments. The main segments are original tire manufacturing and original tread rubber manufacturing for the replacement market. The company started as a retreading company only, and only in the year 2005 onwards, we got into a very small original tire manufacturing in two-wheelers. Now we have ramped up the facility. Now our sale composition is almost about 65.84% is tread rubber. We still continue to be a replacement market player largely, and about 34.16% is new tire manufacturing. And in the new tire manufacturing also, we are not present in all the segments. We are only in two-wheeler, three-wheeler, and we are not in passenger cars, etc., and tractors and agricultural tires. So LCV also. So these are the small segments which are growth-oriented in nature, where even the CRISIL report reflects that these are the three, four segments within the tire industry which is going to grow in double digits. So those are the segments that we are present. And our distribution channel also is very widely held. We are not dependent on public sector undertaking, etc. Our products are mostly sold through 3,377 distribution network across the country and through our eight depots, which are very strategically located across the country. This is our business model. And in terms of the ancillary business, we are also into the, like what the CFO and our chairman explained, we are also in the ancillary products of bonding gum, flaps, tubes, and some rubber compounds. Thank you.
Right, sir. So basically, we are manufacturing brand new two-wheeler, three-wheeler tires from scratch. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Sir, that business has nothing to do with the retreading part of the business. They're two independent businesses.
No, no. Both are two different verticals of the company.
Yes, of course. They are in the same company, but
Yeah.
they are two separate businesses. There is no basically
Yeah,
connection between the two.
One is the new tire manufacturing, another is the replacement market product.
Sir, in the new tire, only two-wheeler and three-wheeler tires we are manufacturing.
Two-wheeler, three-wheeler, LCV, and tractor tires.
Okay, LCV and
Tractor tires. Agricultural.
Okay, sir.
Tractor tires.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sir, so are we selling the tires to OEMs or to replacement?
About 10% of our sales goes to OEM. Remaining 90% goes into the through the distribution market.
Right, sir. Sir, so the tire business is more profitable or the retreading business?
No, I think margin-wise, it's almost the same. In tires, we are at about anywhere between 9 to 9.5% of PAT is what we are able to realize.
Sir, now if we see all the other retreading companies like Indag Rubber is there, Eastern Tread is there, LG Rubber is there, which are all listed.
Yeah.
Sir, so the industry is not doing well at all. I mean, they are stuck in low single-digit operating margins. And,
Yeah.
Sir, I think the GST has also, in fact, adversely impacted the industry because the input credit is not available because tire, I think it is in I think the logistics is in 5% GST bracket, so hence there is no import. So please correct me if I'm wrong, but sir, basically the unorganized sector has actually got a boost post GST. Sir, is that understanding correct?
No, I think I'll put it in two different ways. With regard to the comparison of companies that you mentioned it right, and your observation also is absolutely valid. See, the business model, if you had listened to my opening remarks, I mentioned that our channel of distribution of revenue and sales is through our 8 depots and the distribution network. That means there are 2 different set of markets that are available in India for retrading. I'm talking only about retrading now because you mentioned the some of the Indag, Indag and all those kind of companies. So I'm making my reference with regard to that. Most of those companies are all volume driven and they are all dependent on the public sector undertaking business. Stalin's is never into public sector undertaking business at all. The main reason being, you will lose on volume, but the public sector undertaking business is tender based. In tender, what happens is, it is always cost plus model. So if you get into a tender and do a contracting with, let's say, one of the state rail transporting undertakings, if there is a hike in the raw material cost, your profitability will get impacted. Let us say Indag participates in about 10 tenders during a financial year. In about 5 or 6, they'll be making profits. In about 3, 4, they'll be losing out on the margins because of the hike or volatility in the raw materials as well as in the crude oil prices. So in effect, what happens is out of those 10 contracts that tenders that they have serviced, the net margin cumulatively, taking the profits and losses into account, they will end up at a lower margin, which is the case, which is what is happening with organized players at a higher level when they go for volumes. What we have consciously tried to do in Tallinn is never participate in any of the state transport corporation because our capacity and products, we have been in the retrading line for almost about 35 to 40 years now. And our distribution channels and the depots and the connect to the customer, to large commercial vehicle fleet owners who are the main users of this replacement market on the retrading material is very strong. So we have continued to maintain our presence only through that. So we are able to, for every retrading material, every ton of retrading material sold, we are still able to protect, retain the margin and also have the operational efficiency and the supply chain efficiency leading to our revenue sales, keeping our demand intact. So this is the basic difference.
Sir, I understood the no government business point that you made and which is obviously low margin and cutthroat business which you are not participating. That point is well appreciated. Sir,
yeah.
But as far as the logistic companies are concerned who are, own a fleet of truck, let's say, sir, like for example, VRL Logistic, who they have, I think, 6,000 trucks. So now, if they, if you service them, then will they be able to claim input credit?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so that is not a problem. I mean, no.
That is never a problem. Only problem is actually for the tire and PCTR manufacturing companies. The problem that we face is, see, the moment, because since we have a distribution network and the depot network, we are actually, once our fleet of trucks leave with the finished goods to these distributions and to our own godowns, the moment it crosses the e-way bill from our own factory gate, same day 28% GST is levied. By the time the sales happen and the realization of this 28% comes back, there is a lead time of over 120 days. So basically, a tire manufacturing or a PCTR manufacturing company has to have a very efficient working capital management system because the gestation period for working capital is quite long.
Right.
So whenever the industry association has represented this particular factor to the government has always come up with the reply that since there is an anti-dumping duty and there is a ban of Chinese goods in India, the demand in India for tire industry in the last 3 years has been very, very robust. And it has also, Europe and the US has also banned the Chinese tires. So there is a huge export market which the top players like MRF, JK Tires, Seat and Apollo and all those people are catering. So it has opened up a big avenue and opportunity for all of them. So because that opened up market concession has been given by government, the revisit on the GST and percentage is still not happening. So this is the current scenario.
Right, sir. Now, sir, coming to our international business is far more profitable, the UAE business, than the domestic business. Sir, so going forward, sir, how is the mix expected to change? Is it that the contribution of international operations is going to increase in our overall revenue and hence the margins should increase? Sir, basically, you already told us to expect 20%-25% sales growth. Sir, but what about margins? What kind of margins should we expect on a consolidated basis?
There is a good scope for improvement there because right now our Ras Al Khaimah unit in UAE is only operating at about 36.24% of capacity. And with the current environment of Trump tariffs, etc., UAE is one country where there is no tariff that is applicable. And it will be very heartening to note that Tallinn Tyres Ras Al Khaimah unit is the only unit in the entire Middle East, which is into PCTR manufacturing. So there is good scope. There is, of course, some challenge with regard to the receivables because that market is also open to China. And China is normally in the habit of dumping. And not only dumping, there is an extended one-year credit period which a Chinese company extends to that market. And so what we are trying to do is step up the exports from Ras Al Khaimah into other markets, especially Middle East and Africa, in a measured way where we are not participating with these Chinese companies in terms of the long gestation receivables and only to amenable countries and amenable partners where we are still able to graduate. Now, for example, from 22% of capacity utilization of FY24, we have moved up 12% notch in the last one year. So there is good scope and there is good opportunity. And with no competition of manufacturer being there and the markets being very robust, I'm very sure that FY25-26 will see substantial focus being put on Ras Al Khaimah in order to improve not only the capacity utilization and revenue, but also try and scale up the margin flow on a consolidated level.
So what kind of margins should we expect?
I'm sorry to interrupt, Keshav. If you have any more questions, can you please fall back into the queue?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Prashant Galfade from ISJ Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I have two questions. So my first question is, what percentage of our sales come from OTR tire? And my second question is, do PCTR use radial tire and tubeless tires? Thank you, sir. These are two questions from my side.
Both the questions, the answer is simple, no. We are not in OTR segment. Second, we are not in radial tire segment. As I explained earlier in my question to Mr. Keshav, we are only in two tires, two-wheelers, three-wheelers, LCV, and agricultural tires. And mainly for commercial vehicle tires is where the retreading goes. And that's exactly the market that we are concentrated in a large manner in terms of pushing our quantum of sales. So the OTRs and rest of the things that we are not there. But there is a current evaluation by the top management for the last few months, especially to get into OTR on a contract manufacturing basis, where under the Tallinn brand, somebody will make the tires, and a presence would probably get created during the financial year 25-26 in that particular segment. Radial tires is something which is not in the outlook because we feel that it's already a very overcrowded market, and there are two large players already present there. Our main focus in terms of improvisation of margins, etc., is mainly in the retreading market. So that's where the main focus will be. That's where we are.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Pranav Shrimal from Pink Wealth Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I hope I'm audible, sir.
Yeah, very much. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Hi. I just had a few questions, sir.
Yeah.
So going forward, have you any capex plan for this year?
No, as I explained, you know, prior to the IPO itself, 2 years preceding the IPO, IPO was never in the radar as far as Talent Tires was concerned. So, in terms of catering to the demand, etc., and also to increase the presence in the original tire manufacturing, the promoters had gone ahead in 2021-22 itself to go ahead and acquire a brand new tire manufacturing facility from Radhav Tires in Kerala itself to take the quantity, the capacity 5 times more. And also in PCTR, they had invested heavily in the machinery to ramp up the capacity. So both in tires as well as in PCTR, we have adequate and more capacity at our disposal, which does not warrant any capex requirement, which is why if you observe in our RFP that we had only gone in for the repayment of loans, augmentation of working capital to be the main objects, and also to investments in the subsidiary, etc. So whether it is in main standalone unit of Talin Tires, or in the rubber tower manufacturing subsidiary of TRPL, or in the Ras Al Khaimah unit, they are all now currently, even after ramp up in FY25, they fall between 35% to 40% of the capacity utilization. So for the next 3 years at least, there will be no necessity to go in for any capacity utilization. We simply have to work on the operational efficiencies, product mix, geographical penetration, and little bit of more OEM concentrations, or ramping up the production facility with the TVS motors on tires, as well as Apollo tires on the PCTR, etc. So there will be no requirement of any capex for the next 3 years.
Got it, sir. And so going forward, how much capacity do we expect Apollo to take up?
No, it's getting ramped up because they have now closed down the entire PCTR production all over the country and have started outsourcing. It took almost a year for us to, for Apollo to freeze the vendor, which is Talin's now. They were in the evaluation with so many units, there were at least 7 or 8 of them, and finally it got down to 2-3. And finally, on the quality, which is what Talin's is known for in the market for the last several decades, and the cost efficiency, etc., they have now zeroed down to us. So these are like, you know, the initial stage in college, where you are trying to get a foothold and test whether everything is going as per the plan. The first experience for Apollo in the last quarter of financial year FY24-25 has been pretty good for them. So obviously, from this quarter onwards, that small quantity is getting doubled. So I'm sure in the next 1 or 2 years, the quantity will consistently keep growing higher and higher, leading to higher revenue growth and protecting the margins, etc. is the way we look at it. We are not putting any number because the pressure comes mainly from OEM to us. We are not putting any extra pressure on extracting volumes.
Okay. So is there any fixed volume commitment or sales commitment that
as I explained in the earlier question, the quantification of revenue will happen probably during the year because we are moving away in the contract from the conversion charges into a full-fledged outsourcing. So once the full-fledged outsourcing starts sometime in the from the next quarter or end of this quarter, then we will know what exactly is the quantum that they are going to be giving, but it will be a very decent and sizable one. And we are extremely confident that this relationship between Talin's and Apollo is going to grow from strength to strength. And he will be, Apollo Tires will be only one of the top-notch OEM customer for us in terms of percentage to revenue.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Keshav from Counter Silical PMS. Please go ahead.
The point you were making about the profitability of PCTR, which basically is under stress for most industry players due to their participation in low margin state transport government business. So, but now if we are dealing with giants like Apollo Tyres, so will they not also squeeze us in terms of margin and credit period and so on, so that we will end up making a very low return on capital on that Apollo business?
I will answer it in two ways, Keshav. First thing is, we don't compromise on quality. We don't compromise on our operating margins. If it is not fitting within that, there is enough and more demand for our products within the country itself. We will continue to deal through our 3,700 and odd distributors and 8 depots to compensate for, because Apollo was never in the radar till 2024 in the last 40 years. It's an entrant only in this year. And there is a dire need for Apollo to be operating with Tollins, one in terms of the market demand that they have got on hand, two to retain their brand, three, at the end of the day, the difference between margins is what? 150 basis points or 200 basis points is nothing for the kind of qualities that they are able to extract from us. So I don't foresee that as a challenge at all. I think we are well positioned. And in fact, I don't know whether I can make that bold statement, that is a mutually dependent relationship, where the dependency on Apollo on us is little high.
Great, sir. Sir, and coming to the operating margins on consolidated basis, we are doing something like 19-20% operating margin. So,
yeah.
So will this margin hold, or sir, I understand recently rubber prices have increased, sir, so will that adversely impact our margins, or sir, what should the shareholders expect as far as operating margin is concerned?
All I can say is we'll protect the margins.
So 20% margin we can assume going forward?
I have always mentioned in every roadshow as well as in the earlier earning calls that we never give a particular percentage. We always operate keeping the raw material volatility, for which we have taken adequate and enough steps. If you look at our balance sheet, we are holding about 139 crores of inventory as of March. Whereas through the entire year, if you see, the average holding will be hardly about 2.5 or 3 months. So every month of March, we stock the highest, keeping in view that we are proximity to the natural rubber production center, Kerala, from our factory. And from the month of June onwards, invariably, up to about August, there is no tapping of rubbers that takes place, creating an artificial demand in the market. Thereby, the raw material prices is always northwards. So in order to insulate us and in order to protect our margins, we always stock for about 5 to 6 months of our next financial year requirements, so that we are not hit by the volatility in the raw material prices, which is why in the last 3 years, we have been able to protect, retain and have a very efficient supply chain efficiency and protection of margins in terms of our profitability. In terms of going back to your original question, I would probably put it that we would always operate in the region of about 17 to 20% on the EBITDA side and about 10 to 13% on the net profit margin side. And the net profit margins in our case is slightly better compared to the rest of the players, because we have a very strong Russell Kema unit, which is operating at almost at about 20 to 22% of the flat margin business, that we are able to get that because of no taxation and being only manufacturing unit in the entire Middle East.
Sir, now if we see our receivables, sir, you explained why inventory has increased and it makes a lot of sense to stock up. Sir, now, but as far as the receivables are concerned, our consolidated revenues increased by around 28%, but receivables have increased by 56% year on year. Sir, so is it just a temporary increase and it will come down going forward, or is this a new normal?
You have to always, Keshav, look at it on an average basis. You can't go by a 31st March figure alone in terms of deciding the number of days of receivables, etc. Through the year, if you see, we are always at about 77 to 80 days of receivables, which is the market practice. Now probably we are at 117 because of two factors. One, because of the sales that has happened in March, which will get subsequently realized in April and May, number one. Number two, as I explained, we have a consolidation of a Rasalkema unit, which has got a longer gestation of receivables. So on consolidation, those figures also will come into account. If you do a standalone analysis, we are still at the same level of last year for the Indian unit. So it is a consolidation effect, and there we are competing with China. And those people are giving 1 year credit into the market, whereas we had restricted ourselves not more than 3 to 4 months. So that's a basic difference.
Great, sir. Sir, so going forward, sir, are we planning to expand our product portfolio? Like, I think something to that effect is mentioned in the investor presentation also, sir. So what exactly are we planning to launch, some new kinds of tires which we earlier non-manufacturing, or what exactly are we planning on that side?
Tallinn is known for innovation. Tallinn is known in the market for quality. Tallinn is known more in the market for different varieties of SKUs within the existing product lines that we come up with. Okay. So this has been established over the years. So there will be new varieties of tires, new varieties of product mixes, both in the PCTR as well as in the new tire manufacturing. And there are also some plans in respect to expanding the product base with regard to working with few players on an outsourcing model where they would manufacture certain tires under our brand in the segments in which we are not present, like one of them which I mentioned was OTR, etc. Those are the plans which are still ongoing, and I'm sure Dr. Tallinn is a doctorate in tire technology, etc., and he has been working with the very high-end R&D professionals who have been with him for more than 15 years, 20 years of experience. So I'm sure as and when something matures, a relevant announcement and intimation to that effect, once it gets crystallized, will be put out in the public domain.
Sure, sir. And sir, as far as our retreading
options... I'm sorry to interrupt, Keshav. Could you please rejoin the queue if you have more questions?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dhaval Jain from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
I'm on the slide number 11 of the presentation, and shows me the sales mix that we have had. And I'm just seeing that our trade rubber and tire split has from 75% of trade rubber, we are down to 65%, and
yeah,
tires have increased from 25 to 34%. So
yeah,
I just wanted to understand that the trade rubber, if I see a YOY growth, is just of 12%, whereas tires is around 80%.
Yeah.
If I see the YOY growth. So I
yeah
just want to understand that going forward, is the growth going to be similar pattern or...
Next 3 years time, we want to actually get both the segments equal, 50-50. The revenue in the next 3 years could be 50% from PCTR, 50% from tire manufacturing.
Okay. And also the fact that I want to know if you can provide me the margins with the trade rubber as well as tires, if you can.
No, I think tires, the trade rubber will be about 100 to 150 basis points at that level, higher than that of the tires.
Okay, if the trade rubber is higher and the tires is like a 100 to 150 basis points lower, if we go
yeah
at 50-50,
yeah,
on the console basis, we might have a little bit of margin dip, then correct?
Sir, I am talking about it on current date. When we get into the increase in percentage of market penetration, obviously we will go in with product mix and products which are going to probably enhance our profitability mix and use our geographical positioning on the UAE front also. In protecting the margins, whatever we do will be always at the behest of protecting the margins. It is not something that you have to achieve 50-50, so even if it is the sacrifice of margins, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one more on the same point that we have our domestic versus the exports a bit skewed right now. Like it's 94%, whereas it used to be 83%. So is there any figure on our mind that we want to have that split geographically?
We want to go from 6.7% to at least 10% this year.
Okay. And that will be still lower than the 17% that we did in FY24.
See, 24 was a different challenge because it had a few markets where we had experience for the first time. And when there is lack of, there is, see, there is no great incentivization in terms of the penetration into export market. The domestic market realization and margins itself are much better. And there are huge challenges in the export market, especially in areas where there is a presence of a Chinese portfolio also. Because you may get a little better margin, you may have some percentage accrued in terms of exports, but the realization period becomes much longer. So if we are able to have that, whereas if we are going to go into the developed markets like Europe and US, etc., then it's a different story. So that is something which is work in progress for penetration into those kind of markets.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. On behalf of Tollens Tires, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much to everybody.